Welcome back to Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. It's Macy talking. The first story for today is about a former Topeka officer named Randall Listrom. He was living on his boat 1,000 feet off in Agoura, Florida. Randall was in the pathway of Hurricane Ian. The hurricane would start effects on Pima Gorda Tuesday. He was a former Topeka officer in the Topeka Police Department since 1977 and retired in 2005. Randall said that his boat would not survive the hurricane. He had no choice but to leave his home and pack up. He was not the only one that lived on the water. There were 30 people who lived on their boats down on the water. But then he came back Monday evening. There was only 10 boats on the water. His boat didn't go by sailors and went by diesel gas. Randall could have towed his boat to a river and tied it to a tree with strong roots, but Hurricane Ian was a storm surge of 5 to 7 feet deep. He had no choice but to leave. That's the end of the first story. Now on to Colton.
Hi, I'm Colton. The second story is about a Kentucky man who killed 3 students and injured 5 more in a school shooting a quarter century ago. His name is Michael Carneal, who has a chance to peril this year. Michael Carneal was a 14-year-old kid in 1997 who fired a stolen pistol at a before-school prayer at Heath High School. Speaking on a video conference from the Kentucky State Reformatory, Michael said that he was hearing voices in his head that were telling him certain things and what to do at that moment. Voices in her head were telling him to steal the guns. He knew that when he stole the guns that it was going to lead to something very bad. Michael said that he has been going to therapy and psychiatric medications as released as a couple days ago. He said he was hearing voices in his head to jump off the stairs. Michael was given the maximum sentence for someone his age. Michael Carneal is now 39 and trying to convince people that he was hearing voices and he deserves to be freed. Apparel board Ladydra Jones told Michael at his testimony that the two members have not reached their unanimous decision. Only the full board has the power to order Michael to serve out his full sentence without another peril. That is the end of the second story. Now on to Halia.
Hi, I'm Halia. The third story of today is about how Russia has been supplying Germany with gas since 2011. Now there's been a suspicion about Russia sabotaging Germany. The reason people are starting to think this is because there have been random leaks in the pipeline. It's gotten to the point where the CIA has been warning European government about attacks from the pipeline. A lot of Russians have been entering European countries ever since Putin has been drafting people. Germany is very concerned about it. Now Iran is supplying Russia with weapons to go against Ukraine. People are starting to believe that Germany won't have any gas over winter. Prices are going to skyrocket. Could a new war start with a pipeline? Well, that's what is believed. That's all for the Social Studies Podcast.